Well, yes, I mean, he says so. The word, Greek word, toki, modern translation, fate, usually, sometimes chance, and I don't think they're not quite the same things, fate and chance, it seems to me, obviously closely related. He has an odd role for fate, let's just say fate for the moment, with a capital F. It comes up every now and again. I suppose the whole momentum of Polybius's history is that Rome's rise to world power, it was man-made. It was a result of the efforts in Book Six. The purpose that he writes, the reason he writes about the constitution, is as a demonstration of what lay at the base of this great expansion. That's why it's not a sort of aside. It's absolutely central to his whole thesis about Rome's rise, which is that it is their own efforts. They simply have the best system, the best army, bravery, and so on. Everything, the structure of society feeds into this almost unstoppable machine. So it is strange when he uses the word fate at all, which he does. Fate had been there all along. Herodotus has a role for some sort of supernatural element in the way things work in the world. So, to a certain extent, I think there is just a reflection of the Greek way of personalizing the impersonal. And fate could be a sort of a goddess or a divinity of some sort. But it is still pretty odd. I mean, he says one stage that this whole, the rise of Rome to world power was fate's greatest achievement. But he also says that Rome gained world power entirely through her own efforts. So there are a number of occasions where the word fate occurs, and I think it tends to be a dramatic way of highlighting events that happen. Oh, when we say, as fate would have it, are we enunciating a theory of fate? No, we're not. We're just using a slightly grand way of saying, well, this is what happened. But there are some other instances left which are problematic, where he genuinely seems to be presenting a role for fate. So it is something of a problem, and there are different ways of dealing with it. What I suggest in book I recently wrote about Polybius and in the introduction to this volume is that I think ultimately it is a way of explaining the inexplicable. And what is inexplicable about Rome's rise is not the rise itself, it's not their dominance. They are better at fighting, better at religion, better at all sorts of things. And so that's not what is odd. What is odd is why now? Why Rome? Why now? In other words, if you move up from the everyday practicalities of political and military history to a higher level altogether, what is the order of events in the world? How does the world work? Why were the Persians dominant and then Athens and then Alexander the Great and now Rome? So it becomes, I think, a sort of almost a metaphysical question. How does the world work in these bigger structures? I think that's what fate is doing. There is no obvious explanation. Late on in the work, there's a fragment that survives where he does talk about that fate is what you use when you can't explain logically what you're seeing before you. So there's I suppose, a level to which human understanding can reach, and after that, he seems to think it might be legitimate to talk about fate. But it's a very highly removed level. It is not, I think, some deterministic interpretation of the world that this was inevitable, this was all planned by fate. And I don't think that's what it's about. I think any planning that fate does is at an almost metaphysical level. But I mean, it's a good question. It's an oddity. The passages are interesting because they, in a way, they jar, and you're thinking, whoa, what's this doing here? How does this come in? I perhaps from what survives of the work, Maybe if we had the rest, we'd have a clearer picture. But he does not at any stage articulate a clear explanation of this. He might have later on, I don't know, but nothing survives. So as things stand, one of the ways out would be that, well, maybe it's just not a very clearly thought out theory, even if it is a theory at all. But it's an oddity, right enough. An interesting one, though.